and Picayune, there's 14, 16. The further north you go, the higher. So we serve as really a drainage flat for that upper ground, you see, for the rain water. And now that this flat land runs from Military Road, it runs all the way over to Covington before the land rises again. See? And it's just a kind of a flat, formal area that we serve as a drain. So we don't have high ground, real high ground, anywhere inside except east and west of us. And of course, east of us is Military Road and Pearl River.
And you said you can't farm here.
Not very good. Farming is not. They do now. You know, they drain and treat the soil. The soil is.
How do they drain it? They'll cut them.
Cut ditches, and they drain it to the lake. They have a big, what they call a W-14 diversion canal. It's supposed to catch this water from the north before it floods across Slidell, see? And they call it a diversion canal because it turns it north of Slidell and brings it to the east, to the Wrigley, and to the lake. It's a project that they've been working on since I was a boy, you know, to try to head off some of that upper water, you know, from the upper... Wilbur? I don't think he did. Ethel must be looking for... I don't...
Who's Wilbur?
Wilbur? That's my boy's dog. I don't have any children at home at all. My baby's 19. And he got this dog before he left here. And I just fell ass back. I know. My family about 17 years ago.
Okay.
This fella here. See, I had an ambition to go to the academy. My twin boys went to Annapolis, went to West Point.
Really?
I mean, to
the Naval
Academy. This is my next son. He's now 37. He's an electrician for this nickel plant. He was in the Navy for 4 years too. This boy here is in governmental affairs with Continental Oil Companies. He graduated in business administration and was in marketing. Both of them started in this, you know, were hired in their senior year. In marketing.
Yeah.
And
may I ask you, Captain?
Yeah. And one of them, they wouldn't put them both in the same office when they hired Continental Office. They sent one of them, the one I call Juju, to Arkansas.
Juju is his.
He's the one still with Continental. He liked it in Arkansas, but he put the other boy in New Orleans.
Where? In El Dorado?
He was...
Little Rock?
He was in Little Rock, yeah. And he had the whole state just about. And he liked it, and now he was the youngest...
Didn't Mr. Continental roll
there? I don't know.
Maybe not.
I really don't know. But he was the youngest division manager for Continental here about 5 years ago. He sent to Minneapolis. He was in Minnesota. And then this last year, not this past January, but they put him in this governmental affairs. Now he has a whole Gulf area, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana.
And he does a lot of work with the dealing with the
politicking and lobbying in the state house. That's what he's doing. And the other boy that they put in New Orleans, he left Continental after about a year and a half, went back to school and got his master's in education.
Yeah, can you put the bar on the door and he gets back out?
And he taught for about a year. He married a girl who was a teacher and whose father was a doctor teacher at LSU. And he tried to set him on the idea of education as a career. And he told him after he got his master's and he taught for about 2 more years and worked on his doctorate, he could get him a job anywhere he wanted to go. So he started, anyway, he got his master's and he started.